ADP uses data-driven insights to design HR solutions to help businesses of all sizes think beyond today so they can find more success tomorrow. ADP, always designing for HR, talent, time, payroll, people.
Here's your money briefing for Monday, May 15th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. The weeks-long battle over the nation's debt limit has raised concerns over the funding of numerous benefit programs if the U.S. defaults on its loans.
What it might mean is that, you know, in order to get your full Social Security check, the check will be delayed, you know, and initially the delays would be probably pretty short, but then if this goes on over time, you could experience longer delays.
We'll talk to Wall Street Journal retirement reporter Ann Turgeson about how Social Security payments were affected in past debt ceiling negotiations and what recipients should expect this time. That's after the break.
Here's what's trending now. You can defer payments of a full NetSuite implementation for 6 months. 33,000 companies have already upgraded to NetSuite, gaining visibility and control over their financials, inventory, HR, e-commerce, and more. February 1st through March 15th, 2023, everything they need to reduce manual processes, boost efficiency, build forecasts, and increase productivity. Whether your business generates millions or hundreds of millions of dollars, take advantage of this special financing offer of no payments or interest for 6 months at netsuite.com/wallstreet. That's netsuite.com/wallstreet.
As the fight over the debt ceiling continues in Washington, the spotlight has shifted to what missing the deadline might mean for the nation's 66 million Social Security recipients. WSJ retirement reporter Ann Turgeson joins us to discuss what retirees can expect. So, Ann, help us understand some of the language here. What is the debt ceiling, and why do we hear about efforts to raise it from time to time?
The debt ceiling is, it's currently $31.4 trillion, and it's the legal limit on how much the government can borrow to pay its bills. It's something that Congress sets, and then periodically, when they need to borrow more, they have to renegotiate the debt ceiling and either suspend it or raise it.
All right, so let's talk about how Social Security payments potentially work into this. Where does the money come from that winds up in people's Social Security checks?
The way that Social Security is paid for, ostensibly, is that they collect a payroll tax. And everybody's familiar with income tax. We all pay income tax, but we also pay payroll tax. And it's a 12.4% tax. Usually the employee pays half and the employer pays half. And it's up to $160,000 or so in change in compensation. So that 12.4% is levied on up to $160,000 in compensation. If you make more, you only pay the tax on that up to $160,000. And so that money, it's the payroll tax, is set aside for Social Security. So currently, that money basically pays for almost all the benefits that go out. So, you know, in theory, you would think that that would mean that, you know, in the event that the government can't borrow, it doesn't really matter to Social Security because it's fully, almost fully funded by payroll tax. But in reality, the way the government actually pays those benefits is completely different. The payroll tax is the kind of the way they account for Social Security expenditures, but it's not the way they actually pay them.
Yeah, so what's the money flow here? If the government can't borrow anymore, albeit temporarily, how would that affect people receiving their checks?
The fact that the government may be prevented from borrowing more money if they don't raise the debt ceiling would actually affect Social Security benefits, because the way that the government actually pays those benefits is it has something called a general fund, which is the Treasury Department does, which is basically sort of a massive checking account for the federal government. And so what happens is that most, if not all, of the federal government's bills flow through that account. And as income tax revenue, payroll tax revenue, and borrowing and other sources of funds come into the government's coffers, they flow through that general account too. So the government has what they have said is that they pay their bills as they come due. So on a given day, if Social Security checks are scheduled to go out, that will be one of many bills that are in line to be paid on that particular day. And if they can't borrow, then that means that the government over the course of a year can only, if without borrowing, they're only going to be taking in enough revenue to cover 80% of their bills. So that means on any given day, on average, they're only going to be able to pay 80% of the bills that they owe. So, you know, it's possible that some things are going to be held over and, delayed.
Is there any Social Security money in any kind of a side account where the government could tap into it to prevent any sort of break in payments?
Social Security has been actually running for years, ran a surplus. So it built up a surplus account. It's known as the Social Security Trust Fund. And there's I think there's about $2.8 trillion in that account right now. Some people think that the government could actually raid that account in order to finance and pay Social Security checks if they do have a problem with the debt ceiling and cannot borrow in order to finance everything. Other people disagree. So it's really, as far as I could tell, it's not, there's no clear answer on that.
Now, a moment ago, you mentioned that one scenario could be the government only can pay 80% of Social Security benefits if, in fact, there's some sort of an impasse over the debt ceiling. In Washington, no politician wants to have their fingerprints on anyone having a break in their Social Security benefits.
Well, so first of all, it's not clear that they would only pay 80% of Social Security benefits. I think in 2011, when we came close to having a problem like this, the discussion was that the government would wait until they had adequate money come in to meet each bill as it came due. So it might not be cutting cutting back on payments by 20%, what it might mean is that, you know, in order to get your full Social Security check, the check will be delayed, you know, and initially the delays would be probably pretty short. But then if this goes on over time, you could experience longer delays. So it seems like, at least to the extent that people are speculating on this, that they're speculating there will be delays rather than cuts in benefits.
So any other solutions on the table?
It's very unclear what they're talking about behind closed doors. But in the past, in 1996, to breaching the debt limit, Social Security checks were coming due very soon. And Congress authorized Treasury to go out and borrow the amount needed in order to pay those Social Security checks that were coming due soon. And they exempted that additional borrowing from the debt limit. So some say Congress could do something like that. Now, that said, there was a bill introduced by a couple of House Republicans earlier this spring that would have done exactly that, but I don't think it has the support that it needs to pass. So it's unclear how they would muster the support to do that at the moment.
That was Wall Street Journal retirement reporter Ann Turgeson. And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal.